Welcome to Clip That, where we pull random newspaper clippings from all throughout history and take a peek at what was going on a random day in a random place. I do the dirty work for you and bring you the weirdest stories hot off the archived presses. Today we're in York, Alabama. The day is Thursday, September 28th, 1944. This is out of the Sumter County Journal. Brady Nixon wins 4-H Feeder Calf Show Grand Prize. The Grand Champion Prize of the Sumter County 4-H Club Feeder Calf Show was won by Breezy Nixon of the Livingston Club, according to C.G. Slay, Assistant County Agent. Breezy won the prize with a 750-pound black Angus steer. The steer was finished well and fat was put on evenly. Bud Nixon won the Reserve Grand Champion Prize with his white-faced steer. Other prizes were won by Jack Minus, Ray Hambrake Jr., and Joe Farquhar. This show is a county affair, held each year to give boys a chance to show calves in the county. Some boys keep their best calves for later fat calf shows. Boys from Sumter County made good showing in fat calf shows last year. Joe Farquhar took Reserve Grand Champion at the Demopolis Fat Calf Show in January. Breezy Nixon and Cameron Shawl showed the two best black Angus steers in the Montgomery Show in April. Breezy Nixon then won the Grand Champion of the Birmingham Fat Calf Show. Article is called Tough Nut. While the Nazis fought with complete contempt for death in Italy, as the Allied command put it, an essential factor in their rugged defense of the vital Gothic line guarding the rich industrial Po Valley was the skillful fortification system established by Field Marshal Kesselring. Every village on the battlefield was converted into a little fort, with the houses reinforced with concrete and steel. Deep shelters were dug out of the steep mountain slopes, and artillery was concentrated at all of the chief passes through which the Allies might attempt to bang. Fortifications were set up in such a way so as to expose any advancing force to flanking fire. Despite these rugged defenses, however, the Allied 5th and 8th Armies, made up of Americans, British, Canadians, Polish, and Brazilian troops, inched their way forward. American Legion, here's Nimitz. Addressing the 26th Annual Convention of the American Legion in Chicago by radio, Admiral Chester Nimitz revealed that General Douglas MacArthur would direct the invasion of the Philippines, with the Navy providing the necessary support. At the same time, Admiral Nimitz warned that the war against the Japs would be a hard one, and the necessity for hauling vast quantities of supplies to the Pacific would extend its duration. While the convention pondered a resolution calling for a strong post-war security organization, it asked for the deportation of subversive aliens, return of refugees to their homes, and stoppage of immigration until unemployment falls to 1 million in the U.S. Last words. Dear wife and family, I write you these few lines at 6:35 p.m. I am okay. My head hurts, but some of the men are down. I've asked the Lord Christ to have mercy on our souls. Thus did Foreman George Emery, 42, open his fateful letter to loved ones, written while he and 65 other companions, entrapped in a flaming mine near Belair, Ohio, waited vainly for rescue. Smudged with coal dust, the letter was discovered on Emery's body when recovered. At 7:02 p.m., Emery wrote, "We are very cold because we took our clothes to stop holes in the barricade." At 8:15 p.m., he wrote, "I've just asked the Lord's divine blessing on us who are trapped here. Most of the boys are laying around, and they are very cold. My head just pumps. My heart tries to get out of my shirt at times. The boys are now laying back to back to keep warm. 10:40 p.m. I can see the smoke in this place. The men are restless. They are talking about death. That is a bad sign. I am starting to vomit myself. I am lying down, too sick to explore. My light still burns. Floyd Aberick is laying next to me back to back. He is a very brave man. Aberag is asleep now, nodding myself. Hi, Blondie, his 17-year-old daughter. This has been Clip That, where we pull random newspaper clippings from all throughout history and take a peek at what was going on a random day in a random place. I do the dirty work for you and bring you the weirdest stories hot off the archive presses. Come back tomorrow to see what was going on another random day in another random place.